Most athletes who say they visualize sit on a couch, close their eyes, and run a highlight reel. They picture the putt going in, the kick coming in their final 800, the ace down the tee. They feel briefly confident, get up, and expect that mental rep to show up in their body when it matters. It usually doesn't. The reason is not that imagery is overrated. The reason is that the brain treats vague, low-fidelity simulation differently from a rep that mirrors the real task. 25 years of research has a name for the framework that fixes this. PEDALP, which stands for Physical, Environment, Task, Timing, Learning, Emotion, Perspective. It is the most rigorously studied imagery protocol in sports psychology, and it is the difference between imagery that transfers to performance and imagery that only feels productive. This piece walks through the science, the seven elements, and what it looks like in golf, running, and tennis, when an athlete trains imagery the way the evidence says to train it. The idea that changed imagery, research, functional equivalence, the whole case for imagery as a performance tool rests on one neuroscience finding. Marc Jeanneraud's work in the 1990s established that imagined and executed movements activate overlapping brain regions. The same motor planning, sensory, and premotor circuits fire, whether you hit the shot or vividly simulate hitting the shot. This is called functional equivalence. The central nervous system is doing materially similar work in both cases. The implication is that the more closely your imagery rep mirrors the real motor and perceptual conditions, the more transfer you should get. Vague, abstract imagery activates a small subset of those circuits. High-fidelity imagery, run in your stance, in your kit, in real time, with the same emotional load, activates more of them. In 2001, Paul Holmes and Dave Collins translated functional equivalence into a usable protocol. Their paper, The PEDALP Approach to Motor Imagery, laid out the seven elements that practitioners should manipulate to make imagery functionally equivalent to the real task. PEDALP became the standard against which other imagery interventions are measured. A 2022 systematic review in Applied Sciences concluded that the components of the PEDALP model are those that may potentially increase the efficacy of motor imagery in sport performance, and that PEDALP-based interventions consistently outperform traditional imagery approaches across skill acquisition, execution, and psychological process. The seven elements. Each letter is a parameter you tune. Get them all close to the real task, and you maximize functional equivalence. Skip them, and you are doing low-fidelity simulation. Physical. Be in your body the way you would be during the real performance. In your golf stance, gripping the club. On the baseline, racket in hand. In your running shoes. On your feet. The proprioceptive input from your actual posture and equipment recruits the motor circuits the rep is supposed to be training. Environment. Imagery done in the place you will perform, or somewhere visually and acoustically similar, beats imagery done on the bedroom floor. Holmes and Collins specifically recommend on-site imagery whenever possible, with photo or video cues as a fallback. Task. Match the imagery content to your actual skill level and the specific demands of the task. A 12 handicap visualizing a Tour Pro draw is not training transferable imagery. A novice runner imagining a 4-minute mile is not either. The task you simulate has to be the task you can plausibly execute. Timing. Run the rep in real time. No slow motion, no fast forward. Functional equivalence breaks down when the temporal pattern of the imagined movement diverges from the executed one. A tennis serve takes about 1.5 seconds. Your imagined serve should too. Learning. Imagery content has to evolve as the skill evolves. The imagery script a beginner uses to lock in the basic putting stroke is not the script a single-digit handicap uses to load a 25-foot left-to-right read with break, speed, and pressure. Update the script as the athlete updates. Emotion. Engage the effective load. The real third set tiebreak. The real 18th tee with the lead. The real final lap of the 5K. All come with arousal, stakes, and physiological activation. Imagery that strips emotion out leaves you trained for a calm rep that does not exist on competition day. Perspective. first person, looking through your own eyes, versus third person, watching yourself from outside. Research suggests perspective should match the task. A first-person perspective may be more beneficial for open skills and tasks with a focus on timing, whereas a third-person perspective is preferred for tasks where form and positioning is important. Closed skill, form-driven movements often benefit from external view. Open skill, timing-driven movements often benefit from internal view. What the evidence actually shows. The accumulated peer-reviewed evidence is unusually consistent for a sport psychology protocol. A 2022 retrospective in the Asian Journal of Sport and Exercise Psychology synthesized the field and reported that the model has held up across 2 decades of intervention research, with pedal P-coded imagery beating traditional imagery across studies of skill execution, anxiety reduction, and confidence. The 2025 multi-level meta-analysis on the effects of imagery practice on athletes' performance pulled 86 studies and 3,593 athletes and found that imagery practice enhances athletic performance, encompassing agility, muscle strength, tennis and soccer performance, with the largest effects observed when imagery was paired with physical practice rather than substituted for it. The headline practical finding across the literature, pedal imagery plus physical practice consistently outperforms physical practice alone, and pedal alone outperforms traditional imagery alone. Imagery is additive, not substitutive, and the additive effect is largest when the rep is high fidelity. Golf, the bunker study, and the pre-shot routine. The cleanest applied test in golf is Smith, Wright, Alsop, and Westhead's bunker study, published in Research Quarterly for Exercise and Sport in 2008. 32 county and international level golfers were assigned to 4 groups: pedal P imagery, physical practice, pedal P plus physical practice, and a control. After the intervention, the pedal P combination and physical groups improved, whereas traditional and control groups did not, with no differences between improvements shown by the pedal P and physical groups. High fidelity imagery delivered the same performance gain as actual hitting. Combine the two and the gain stack. How this looks for a working golfer. Build a pre-shot routine that includes a pedal-coded rep. Stand behind the ball in your real stance setup on the actual course or range, simulating the specific shot you are about to hit with your specific club in real time at your pre-shot tempo, with the specific pressure of the moment loaded in and a perspective match to the shot. Update the script as your game develops. A single subject design study by Cumming and colleagues found accuracy gains when this exact pattern was layered into the pre-shot routine of competitive amateurs. Running, imagery for flow and pacing. The endurance literature is smaller but pointed. Ferraro and colleagues ran tailored imagery scripts with 3 elite junior middle distance runners across a 4-week intervention. Post-intervention flow scores increased for all 3 participants, with the scripts built around the proximal conditions of flow. Challenge skills balance, clear goals, and unambiguous feedback. For runners, pedal-coded imagery has 2 practical use cases. The first is pre-race. In your kit, on the course, running through the first mile at goal pace, in real time, with the specific emotional load of the corral and the start. This locks in tempo and reduces the early mile overpace pattern that recent pacing research has flagged as the dominant failure mode in non-elite distance racing. The second is in-race, pre-rehearsed imagery cues for the predictable bad patches. Mile 18 of a marathon, the bell lap of a 5K, so the response is automatic rather than improvised under load. Tennis, serve mechanics and between point resets. Cooley, Williams, Burns, Cumming, and Holmes' applied investigation of pedal P imagery and tennis service performance, and the broader applied literature, converge on the same finding. Junior and competitive tennis players who train pedal P imagery alongside physical service practice outperform players doing physical practice alone, or imagery alone, over multi-week intervention windows. 12-week interventions, running 3 days per week, with imagery sessions tightly mirroring the kit, court, timing, and emotional context of a real service rep, produce significantly larger service performance gains then control conditions. Two, practical applications. First, serve construction in practice. Between physical service reps, take an imagery rep in your real stance. Ball in non-dominant hand, racket in dominant. On the actual court, in real time, with the toss height and rhythm of your live serve. Second, between point resets and match play, a 7 to 10 second imagery rep of the next point's first ball, your serve target, your expected return, your first move, engages the motor circuits before the point begins. This is functional equivalence applied to the highest leverage 90 seconds of any tennis match, the time between the points. The mistakes that kill imagery's effect. Most athletes who think they are doing imagery are doing one of these, couch imagery. Eyes closed, slumped on a sofa, running highlights. Zero physical, zero environment, weak task. The rep activates the visual system, but barely touches motor circuits. Slow motion or fast forward, replaying the swing in slow-mo to see the technique. Functional equivalence breaks at altered timing. The brain learns the slow-mo version, not the real one. Outcome only. Imagining the ball going in the cup, the tape breaking, the ace down the tee, without the kinesthetic load of the movement that produced it. This trains expectation, not execution. Emotions stripped. Calm, neutral imagery as preparation for high arousal performance. The motor system is state-dependent. Reps run at the wrong arousal level transfer poorly to the right one. Wrong perspective. First person on a swing audit, third person on a timing-critical open skill rep. The perspective has to match what the task demands of the athlete. A 7-element imagery audit. For any imagery rep you are about to run, score it 0 to 2 on each element, where 0 is absent, 1 is partial, and 2 is full. Physical. Are you in stance, posture, and gear? Environment. Are you in the real performance context, or a high-fidelity proxy? Task. Is the imagined skill at your real ability level and matched to the upcoming demand? Timing. Is the rep running in real time? Learning. Is the script current to where your skill is now? Emotion. Is the effective load of the real moment present? Perspective. Is the perspective matched to the skill type? Out of 14, anything under 9 is low-fidelity imagery, and the transfer effect will be modest. The work is moving the score up, rep by rep. Most athletes start in the 4 to 6 range. What this means for your training. Imagery is a skill. It responds to deliberate practice the way a swing or a stride does. The athletes who get the largest performance gains from imagery are the ones who train it like a skill. High fidelity, paired with physical practice, evolved as ability evolves, dosed in 6 to 12 week blocks, rather than as a 1 week experiment before a big event. 3 takeaways from the evidence base. The combined root, pedalp imagery plus physical practice, is the highest yield protocol the literature has identified. Imagery does not replace reps. It amplifies them. The fidelity of the imagery rep is the variable that distinguishes interventions that work from interventions that do not. Generic visualization is not the same product as pedalpy imagery, and the research treats them as different protocols with different outcomes. The hard part is not knowing the model. The hard part is running the rep at full fidelity every time, especially the emotion element, because emotion is the parameter most athletes default away from when they are tired, distracted, or pressed for time. The reps you skip emotion on are the reps that fail to transfer when the stakes go up. Imagery, trained right, shows up where it matters. On the 18th tee, in the bell lap, on a deuce point in the third. Train it like Holmes and Collins specified, not like a generic relaxation exercise. The 7 elements are not optional flourishes. They are the protocol. The hard part is not knowing the model. The hard part is running the rep at full fidelity every time, especially the emotion element. Because emotion is the parameter most athletes default away from when they are tired, distracted, or pressed for time. The reps you skip emotion on are the reps that fail to transfer when the stakes go up. Imagery, trained right, shows up where it matters. On the 18th tee, in the bell lap, on a deuce point in the third. Train it like Holmes and Collins specified, not like a generic relaxation exercise. The seven elements are not optional flourishes. They are the protocol.